Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. That NFL music, it means one thing. It's Odds and Ends with Doran Dickerson.
Sean, are you playing? You're going to play, right?
Let's do it.
You'll give a lot more effort than Kalis usually does. He's usually sleeping during the segment.
That's a low bar to cross.
Yeah, you'll be all right. All right, Justin Fields. We'll start with Crowley. Justin Fields over under 177.5 passing yards.
Oh, I love it. He's averaged about 173 yards per game. The Colts defense, no good. Steelers should be able to have their way running the football. I think it's a big Pat Freiermuth game. Oh, man. Slightly over. Slightly. Like 180. But maybe he gets a few yards on the ground.
He was locked in last week. He's going 200 minimum.
I can't agree more. I couldn't agree more. He's going over 200 again. He has a game-ish like last week. Anthony Richardson over under 183.5 passing yards.
I'm going to go over. I think he's going to hit a couple of big plays. That's the name of their game offensively. Alec Pierce would be the guy that you'll see make that big plays, averaging 25 yards a catch. Ashton Doolin, 33 yards a catch, only a couple of receptions. Yeah, he can't hit the layups. He can't hit the high percentage passes, but he can make you pay deep, and he will a couple times in this one.
I agree that he hits one big play, but I think even despite that, he will go under.
I am absolutely with Crowley. I think he goes over, and they hit maybe two big plays, and that does add to his total. He goes over. Don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be over 83.5 passing yards. Najee Harris, over under 67.5 rushing yards.
Oh, Doran, he's got to go over. You want to know why? Because he's had 69 yards, 68 yards, and 70 yards. So you know you're getting at least 68 from one Najee. In all seriousness, it's the worst rush defense in the league. They're giving up 180 yards a game on the ground. I think the Steelers, yes, they had success running the ball late because they wore the Chargers down. I also just think they figured some stuff out running the football. This will be the best running game the Steelers have had yards per carry this season. Over.
He goes over, especially without Warren. He's going to get the opportunities, and maybe it'll take until late into the fourth quarter, but I think he'll break one, maybe a 20 or 30 yarder in the fourth that will definitely put him over.
Not only does he go over, I think he has two touchdowns in the game. Justin Fields, over under 40.5 rushing yards.
I am going to go over on that one. I think they've been holding back a little bit. He was doing most of his damage from the pocket. I just don't have a lot of faith in this Colts defense, and we're kind of waiting to see that breakout game running the football from Fields that's in there. And it's so tough, I would imagine, to have to tamp down your own instincts. So I'm going over, and I might say about a 60 burger in this one for Justin Fields on the ground.
Crowley says he has no faith in the Colts defense. For that reason, Fields will not need to run that much, so he will be under because he'll pick them apart with his arm.
I'm with you, Myers. I think he has he has more than he had last week. I think he had like 9 yards rushing last week, so I think he's around 22 to 23 yards rushing, so that is under for me of 40.5 rushing yards for Justin Fields. Cordero Patterson over under 21.5 rushing yards.
That's kind of where the line's been set on Jaylen Warren. I think they're going to continue to utilize him. I think they're only getting the tip of the iceberg from him. Would like to see him return a kick at some point because I feel like he can bust one of those too. That wouldn't count, obviously. I'm going over the 21.5. I think it's a big day on the ground for the black and gold.
He ran hard last week. We'll probably have an expanded role this week. I like over.
No Jaylen.
I'm going to go under. I think he's going to be utilized in as a running back, but as more of a passing threat at running back. Maybe a little bit of motion, and he'll be that extra receiver, but he'll be doing that as a running back. So I'm going to go under, not crazy under, but slightly. Anthony Richardson over under 35.5 rushing yards.
I'm conflicted on this one because you know what they're going to do. They're going to run the ball. He's going to run the ball. They're going to take deep shots. I do think that they will hit a couple of deep shots. I think Jonathan Taylor gets slowed down. I think they also keep a clamp on Richardson's running ability. He'll probably run for a first down or two, and it'll be frustrating, but I don't think he goes over that mark.
Speaking of frustrating, I think he will be frustrated trying to throw the football, so he'll just take it into his own hands to tuck it and run, so he will go over.
Yep, I'm with you, Myers. He goes over. George Pickens over under 52.5 receiving yards.
Over. It's time.
Uh-huh.
I think one catch alone might take him over in this game.
Yep.
Doran, the cover three.
Cover three. He's going to just
eat all day. A lot of cover three.
He's going to eat all day. Too much cushion. Too much cushion and too much yak for George Pickens. He goes over. Pat Freiermuth over under 28.5 receiving yards.
This is my player of the game for the Steelers. We usually pick those in the last segment. I got a couple of more I'm looking forward to, but 17 out of 20 passes that have been targeted to tight ends against the Colts have been completed this year, and the Steelers are going to keep that trend going. Pat Freiermuth, his bust-out performance, 2024.
If he doesn't at least double that, I think it'll be a disappointing Ooh. Effort. I see him getting 60, 70, maybe 80 yards.
And it's time. Yeah, it's time. It's time,
yeah.
Patty.
Yeah. I mean, this is, like you said, the defense of giving up yards and receptions to tight ends. I think this is his time to break out. Michael Pittman Jr., who has been slow this year but can break out, is a high production receiver. Over, under 44.5 receiving yards.
Under.
I don't have a lot of faith in them through the air, but I think he might be the one guy who does go over for them.
That's exactly where I'm at. It said that Richardson might hit two big plays. One of those is going to be to him, and he'll get that chunk within that one big play. George Pickens over, under 3.5 receptions.
Oh, yeah. Over.
Over. I love that line.
That isn't that what we got last week, too?
I think it was four. Yeah, it was 3.5, yeah.
I mean, Van Jefferson's eyes better. He ain't taking targets away. I think the guy you worry about taking targets away is Pat Freiermuth, but you need two. Those are the two. Absolutely. Over that in the first half.
He will be at least at four. I'm thinking five catches.
Yeah, that's the same thing for Pat Freiermuth, and I think we're all on the same page. I think they both will go over 3.5 receptions in the game. Jonathan Taylor over under 1.5 receptions. Now, he can run the football very, very well. He's a really good back, but he's a really good complete back. I think they utilize him in the passing game a little bit more.
Are you ready for a stat?
Mm-hmm.
I had this one stowed away, wasn't going to use it. The Steelers have allowed every pass thrown to a running back this year to be completed. Opposing quarterbacks 15 for 15 targeting opposing running backs. He'll get a couple because I don't think he's going to be able to do it traditionally in the running game. You got to stay ahead down a distance. Yeah, he'll go over 1.5.
I mentioned I thought Richardson's going to be running quite a bit. A lot of that will be because he's under pressure, and as a result, he's also going to be looking for the dump down. So I think they're not going to complete every pass to a running back, but it will be more than 1.5 to Taylor.
I'm with you guys. Over 1.5 to Taylor. Does Fields throw a touchdown?
Yes, to Pat Freiermuth, middle of the end zone. Up underneath the goalpost, like that clip we dissected from training camp.
Yes.
I think he might throw two touchdowns.
Okay. Does he have a rushing touchdown?
No, I think it's a game for Najee. Score a couple rushing touchdowns.
No rushing touchdowns.
No DeForest Buckner.
No rushing touchdowns for Fields. Does TJ Watt have two sacks?
Their line might be the best in the league. So, yes. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. TJ's going over.
Agreed.
Yep. Nick Herbig, does he have a sack?
I kind of think this is a Leal game. Weird as it is to say. They want to run the ball. They're not going to run it at TJ. Steelers know that. More Leal. Did you say a sack?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll still go. Yeah, he's going to have a sack.
Yeah.
He will get it on the final Colts drive of the game.
Ooh.
I like that. I like that call.
Sean Myers bringing it today.
I'm with you guys. He does have a sack. Last one for you. Will they show the Bettis fumble on the broadcast?
It's been all over Twitter. They probably will. Yeah.
They will not.
The terrible tackle.
They will. Is there any other things that they might show between Colts, Steelers?
Well, I hope they don't show any highlights of last year's game.
I don't even remember last year's game that much. I remember Mitch just being horrible.
Mitch was terrible. KZ got thrown out of the game, remember? And they had no safety. Steelers had a lead in that one, and then all of a sudden they couldn't stop the Minshew choo-choo train.
Maybe they show the Aaron Bailey play, the near catch.
Oh, yeah.
Harbaugh.
You know what? That coming off the heels of playing Harbaugh,
right?
That's a pretty good. They played some games. These two teams. Ben had 6 touchdowns against Andrew Luck's Colts.
That Juju? That 90-yarder?
Oh, man.
I think so.
Maybe.
I think so.
He had one against Detroit
maybe that was
for
Detroit,
97 yards.
Yeah, that's it.
He had another long one.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
That's it.
That was good.
Yep.
Again, all the statistics have me feeling like the Steelers are going to win this game. I went over on all the offensive props. I went under on all the Colts offensive props. I think matchup wise, the Steelers should absolutely win this game. But football, like you're gonna get one a week, at least one a week. And the Giants could have stunned the Cowboys last night. I'm uneasy. You gotta get that Tomlin road loss. All right, coming up next, before we give our predictions for this game, before we pick some players of the game. Couple of massive games that affect the Steelers. One, of course, Baltimore and Buffalo. We'll break that down for you when we come back. But first, it's a Sean Myers headline.